We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello, once again, we welcome you to My Music, and that means to the company of John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. First question to John Amos, as always. John, the various movements of a particular work are given strange markings, like trio estatico, presto deliriado, and largo desolato. Here's a taste of the music.
What would you like to know?
Lovely. Whose music, John?
Well, it's Alban Berg.
Yes.
And I can see when I say the title of the piece, a lot of people saying, "Cor blimey," because it's actually called Lyric Suite.
Yes. Well, Lyric Suite from the String Quartet. Frank, here are
all
two...
All I know is con brio with cheese.
That's true. It isn't about that, actually. It's two great entertainers whom you may not realise have recorded together. Anyway, their names, please.
Is the pianist large and Canadian?
Yes.
Oscar Peterson.
Oscar Peterson with?
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire with Oscar Peterson, too.
I must say that tap dancing on a gramophone record is like a ventriloquist on radio, isn't it?
Do any of you, apart from Dennis, remember the great radio favourites, the Eight Step Sisters?
Yes.
Remember them, Ian? The Eight Step Sisters. Clatter, clatter, bang, bang. Curious kind of radio entertainment. Anyway, that was Fred Astaire with Oscar Peterson. You've got a mark too, Frank. Ian, I'm going to play you a recording of Chopin's A Major Polonaise. It was recorded either by me or by Paderewski, and you have to guess which it is, okay? Here's the record.
Placed in an appalling dilemma.
You are.
Because here is a situation where I have to decide, could you have been Prime Minister of Poland?
Correct.
Or could he have played like that?
I think you're getting warm.
Well, I almost insult either of you to say which it is. So I'm going to suggest that you perhaps tacked on that bit of...
Yes.
The beginning.
That came from him, and the piano playing came from me, and you have a mark. Dennis, here's a popular pop record. Ian's was a bit on the easy side, so I want two names from you, please. A painter's name and a singer's name.
Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free.
It was either going to be Mona Lisa and Nat Cole. I said before
yes.
we started, or
yes.
it was going to be Vincent and Don McLean.
And which was it?
It was Vincent and Don McLean and Van Gogh.
Yeah. Vincent being Van Gogh, yes. Everybody's got a mark in that first round. We're going back into musical history, and even back into literary history in a sense now. John, I quote, "Our pleasure was increased by the arrival of the Gimmerton Band, mustering 15 strong. After the usual carols, we set them to songs and glees." John, where might you have heard the Gimmerton Band?
How do you spell it? G-I?
G-I-M-M-E-R-T-O-N. Don't know.
At a mere guess, is Gimmerton in Dorset?
No, it's much further north. So try...
Oh, aye, well, it'll not be Thomas Hardy, then, will
no,
it?
No, I knew you were thinking of Hardy, much further north.
Much earlier?
Should I give you a clue for point one of a mark?
Well, Bronte or Auntie Broston?
Yes. Bronte or Auston? The clue I was going to give you was the next line. Mrs. Earnshaw loved the music. You might have got that. Yes. Which of the Brontes would you like?
I think I would choose Emily.
Yes, Emily Bronte. It comes from Wuthering Heights. Emily Bronte. Or Brunty, to give her a real original name. Half a mark. Right? It's your second choice of county.
That's under mine.
Frank, you will, of course, know the two lines of the song that gave rise to the word jingoism. You know, we don't want to fight, but by jingo, if we do, we've got the ships, we've got the men, we've got the money, too. But do you know the remaining two lines of that chorus?
I know
You do?
I mean, you've cheated. I can give you the, we've got the men, we've got the ships, yes. We've got the money, too.
But not... we don't want to fight...
It's the Crimean War.
We do, yes. We've got the ships, we've got the men, we've got the money, too.
We've rather fallen down on the answer to this question. I know we've got the money and the men and the ships.
It's lesser known, but the next two lines are, we fought the bear before, and while we're Britain's true, the Russians shall not have Constantinople. Ian, what can you tell me about love in a village?
Well, not a lot, really, because I live in the town.
It's easier than love in Bath, isn't it? The well-known ballet store.
Yes. Well, I would think it's a ballad opera.
Yes.
Probably 18th century, because that's when most ballad operas...
Yes, sorry, I interrupted you. Yes.
Oh, that was a subtle hint, wasn't it? that's Mr. Arne, or rather Dr. Arne, yes. I beg his pardon, who
Thomas
wrote that.
Arne, an 18th century musical drama called Love in a Village. And you have a half mark, which is equivalent to John's half mark, because I helped him.
Thank you. Very gracious of you, Steve.
The ballad opera consists... The canon of ballad operas consists of Beggar's Opera first, and the rest nowhere.
Yes, the rest nowhere, absolutely. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Dennis, on the 25th of January, 1660, Samuel Pepys reported that he was invited by Lady Wright's butler to join him in the buttery for a special purpose. What happened in the buttery?
Did you say the 25th of January?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that would be a Thursday. The butler invited him into the buttery.
Yes.
He's got an idea for a show called Grease. I know that you're a Pepys freak, and
yes,
there are
I'm
only three
freak.
Things that I know that Pepys would do. He'd either go to bed,
yes,
which is unlikely, do something about the Navy... Yes. Or play his flute. Wasn't he a great...
Right. It was music and women are the two things he could never resist.
Yes, well, if it was women, it would be in Latin, you see, in that weird code, dog Latin.
Yes, that's right, it would in the diary, yes. What happened was the butler played Pepys a solo on his lute.
I see. In the buttery.
Yes, in the buttery.
I suppose it's the equivalent of doing it in, like singing in the bathroom. Things sound better in the buttery.
That's right. Lutes sound better in butteries. Mm. That's right. You don't get the mark, but it's nice to find out. They used to be called novelty piano solos. Remember that? In the days when people didn't so much play the piano as tickle the ivories. Title, please, of these bits of ivory ticklings. John, title of this for you, or from you.
Well, it's Jot Scotland, that I know, and it was in that film, wasn't it, called
Sting.
Sting. Scott Joplin. And it's called... Partner?
Is it Maple?
No, it's the other one.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You don't know it, do you? You don't know the Swingles version of it? Good vocal version.
Oh, I yes. I'm...
It's with the same title, actually.
What?
It's called The Entertainer. Well, half a mark. Half a mark. Frank, yours, like Ian's, is from the middle of something. Ready?
It's holidays, yes, today is the wedding of the painted doll.
Wedding of the painted doll. A mark for that, that's right. Ian, right? Again, a middle.
I
a great wave of nostalgia
overcomes
me with that Marigold.
Marigold
Billy
by
Mayle.
Billy Mayle.
That's right. The one that goes...
Dennis, that was Paderewski.
Dennis, what was this? What was this called? And so on.
Oh, I don't think I ever knew what it was called, but it was great favourite with cinema organists.
Yes,
and they used to play it in those sort of travel films when there was a snow scene or people skiing and so on. But I never knew what that was called.
Well, I'll tell you now, and you'll remember for the rest of the time, won't you?
Well, I'll remember till I get to the car.
It was called Flapperette.
Ah.
We're going that's, to two, that's two things in a cinema, a flapperette and an usherette.
We're going to play the numbers game. In front of each of you is a pad and a pencil or a pen, which you will certainly need. Various singers are going to sing you numbers, numbers like T for two, or 5 minutes more, or thanks a million, or just a line like once a miner, 49er, which would count as 49. What you have to do is write down and eventually please add up every number you hear. But it must be a legitimate number. T00 and her mother came too doesn't count as TWO, you see? So any genuine, legitimate number you hear, write down and
everybody
add up.
Got a pocket calc.
So you've got the idea. You'll have to write rather smartly, and you've got to be bilingual at one point. Here we go, then, with your all four of you on the same medley, your numbers medley.
Months and 10 more days I'll be out of the calaboose. In 11 more months and 10 more days they're going to turn me loose. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand.
Make it one for my babe, and one more for the road.
Right. While you four are adding up your sums, the rest of us will enjoy ourselves with a little background music provided by Richard Stilgo. Richard describes that as his favourite number, and I'm not surprised. Well, you've got your totals. John, have you got a total, please?
Well, I missed out on the first one because I was trying to remember which work of Benjamin Britten it was, which didn't help.
Inchworm.
I'd say about 250.
250, approx, right.
Yes.
Frank, what have you got down as a total, please?
346, except for the German entry. Which I couldn't hear.
346 plus, right.
It's Italian.
Ian.
Was it?
My ears didn't really get attuned to the first piece until we were halfway through it, but I've just come up with a total of 408.
408, thank you. Dead, right. And Dennis, your total?
Well, I've got to the adding up sums, but I got the first one 120, the second one 42, the third one 186, the fourth one, my Italian got me up to 89, but I think I missed one out, and then the last one is two. But I haven't added... Would I have been right if I'd added that? How far
not
off?
Quite, but you would have been fairly good, actually.
Would I? Yes. Yeah, I haven't can't do adding up.
Not
with all ten fingers in view.
I think you said would be something over 400, wouldn't it? 400 and... Shall we say 420 offhand for you, right?
Make it 435, you've got yourself a
435, deal. Right. Right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Look, we'll play the medley again, and I will actually name, as they're named, if I can do it, the numbers, and anybody who wants to at home can add them up, sort of mental arithmetic, and then we'll check afterwards. Right, off we go. 2, 2, 4, 4, 4, 8, 8, 8, 16, 16, 16, 32, 11, 10, 11, 10, 76, 110, 5, 10, 20, 30, 36,
1 for my baby, and one more for the road.
That long, long road. Total 451. And the nearest was Dennis with 435. Dennis, you got a mark.
I was right, except for the Italian entry. Yes. Ah, well.
Here's the opening of a pleasant little song sung by some children from Heritage Primary School, Uxbridge. You may wonder how that song goes on. Okay, we'll ask our four contestants to provide a second line. I saw a little man standing in the wood. What, I wonder, comes next? I'll play that line, John, and then you come in with whatever second line enters your head. Here it is.
I see a little man standing in the wood.
He was wearing just a hat and he looked so good.
Very good. Character acting to boot. Very good. Frank, here's the same record line and then you this time.
Right. I see a little man standing in the wood.
We get a lot of them in our neighbourhood.
Do you think 2 marks out of one? Yes, I do. 2 out of 1 for that, Frank, definitely, yes. Right. Ian, it's your turn next.
It's yes,
it is. Right. Yes. Uh-huh. I see a little man standing in the wood.
I asked, what are you doing? He said, don't be rude.
Not bad, I know. Dennis, yours. Here are the children again.
I see a little man standing in the wood.
It wasn't little John, it could be Robin Hood.
Does that get a bonus too?
Yeah.
You cancel them out? Oh, well, all right, we'll give them a bonus. I think it's perhaps only fair to the children in Uxbridge to let them sing a complete verse for us. As good as Frank's, is it? All right, let's press on. In an old book of opera plots, I found some last lines. In other words, descriptions of the final moment in the opera before the curtain falls. I want to see if you can identify the operas concerned. Right, John, I quote, "The villagers seize him as he stands quietly over his expiring victims, saying, 'The play is over.'"
Well, that's not so very hard. I think it's Friendly Bertie or Pagliacci.
Yes, that's right. Pagliacci, yes, that's right. Frank, "They light cigarettes and the serenity of the honeymoon returns."
Carmen.
Oh, because she worked in a cigarette factory.
Yes. Well, it was not bad, though,
not
was it?
Bad at all. Was not bad at all.
Secret. Eh? Oh, that's not an opera, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's an opera about a fag, John. Frank.
But he thinks it's a fag called Susanna's Secret.
Yes, that's right. It is. That's right. By John. Oh.
Not Cimarosa. What the
no, the chap with a siphon.
Wolf Ferrari.
Yeah, Wolf Ferrari, yes. Susanna's secret. The secret being that she smoked.
What?
The secret was that she smoked, wasn't it? That was Susanna's secret. You've got a mark for your side. Ian, the old workman shakes his fist. Oh, Paris, he cries, heartbroken.
Oh, yes. That's, every little bird seems to whisper, Louise.
I was going to give you a clue.
You're beautiful.
Right, yes.
Depuis le jour.
Lovely, yes. Yes, Louise By, well-known boxer.
Charpentier.
Louise By Charpentier, yes, that's right. Yes, you're absolutely right. Dennis, she departs with Johnson for an eastern state where they are to be married and begin life anew.
I'm just going through my extensive knowledge of opera for an aria entitled I Am Departing with Johnson for an Eastern State.
The word Johnson is helpful.
It's helpful to some, yes.
It's an unusual name of a member of a cast for Puccini to have used.
Yes, that's right.
But it was from an opera called The Girl of the Golden West.
That's right.
With that lovely title, La Fanciulla del West.
Del West, yes. Girl of the Golden West by Puccini. You're right. And so we approach the eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation between Dennis Norden and St. Cecilia with singing. each of our foursome gets a party piece to sing, something he knows, something he likes, though he may not be expecting it just at this particular moment. John, you'll know this musical phrase. Okay, from Donizetti's Don Pasquale.
Yes,
okay.
One of Ian's operas, isn't it?
Sung by Ernesto. On this occasion, sung by you.
Okay. Lucky it's a tenor aria, not Bruce Burton.
I'll give you a vamp till ready.
Jusqu'à après.
Yes, that's right.
Don Pasquale.
What? Oh, that's right.
Come gentil, la notte mezza aprile, azzurri ciel, la luna senza voi, tutte l'anguo, paci mister l'amor, ma mia perché ancora non vieni a me.
Frank, that was very sweet. The theme of all the songs this week is sweetness. In your case, when you were sweet 16.
Ooh,
I'm trying to find a knot of excruciating key.
Come.
I think
come. I love you as I never loved before. Since I first met you on the village green. Come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet. When you were sweet, 16.
Dennis, a song written by the old team of Weston and Lee, R.P. Weston and Bert Lee, written in 1923. Ain't it nice when he offers you a poppy? Ain't it nice when he looks at you all sloppy? And so on.
Ain't it nice when a bee that's after honey tumbles down your back, and though you're most precise, when he puts his thumb and finger down your back to catch that stinger, and you feel it kind of linger, ain't it nice?
Ian.
A wonderful lyric with fingers.
I know.
Fingers.
That kind of steamy veiled eroticism that they had at that time.
Yes. Ian, there's a theme in the second Brahms piano concerto that I think caught Richard Rodgers' attention. It goes. very much, it's one of the sweetest sounds in that concerto, and it's very much like Rodgers' sweetest sound, isn't it? I'll give you another key, but can you do it?
I think Richard Rodgers' version is probably easier for me to sing.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is still for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me.
And on those very sweet sounds, we leave you this week a victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.